Mazel tov, Mazel tov. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lechvayt Simchas and Hashoyin Shel Dov Brody and Shiri Weiniger, Vele'inu Nishmas Harab Yehuda, Ben Harab Levi, Gabriel Brody Shlita. Yud Sivan, 16th of June, Rabbi Rafi Achosen Brody, an English Mariv versus an Israeli Mariv.
Well known that there's a mice in the Gemara in Brochus that Papus by Yehuda met Rabbi Kiva as Rabbi Kiva was being makil kehilos barabim at a time when the Romans had decided that Torah is going to be banned. And he asked Rabbi Kiva, what are you letting yourself in for? Why are you doing this? And Rabbi Kiva answered with the famous moshul that the shual, the fox, came to the side of the riverbank, and he said to the fish, "Why don't you live with me? Kiderech shedoru avoisai va'avoisecho. Why don't you live on dry land like my fathers and your fathers? We used to live together." And the fish answered back, "You call yourself the shual? You call yourself the clever animal? Everybody knows if in my mokum chios I'm still worried about the sailors who come and the fishermen who come and fish me out, and that's my mokum chios. So on the dry land where I have no chance of survival, al achas kama v'kama. Of course I'm not going to come and join you on dry land." The Gemara continues.
Says
the Gemara.
He's asking, well, it's happened to work. There's a voice out of a second.
Right. No, he was lying. Lechari, he was lying.
Oh.
Yeah. Lechari, he was lying. The way
he was trying it on.
Yes, yeah. Says the Gemara, the Yomim, Lehoyu Yomim Uotim, Ashe Tosuler Bakiva, Mechavshu Bebeit Asurim. He was caught unread, he was caught teaching Torah Barabi, being makil kehilos, he was caught and he was jailed. V'tofsu lepopus ben Yehuda, and funnily enough, his jailmate was Popus ben Yehuda, who was caught for a different reason. Omalei Popus ben Yehuda, mi avu yachol lekan? Omalei, so Popus ben Yehuda said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Happy are you that you were at least caught for divrei Torah. Oy loy lepopus, shenitfas al dvorim betelim. Oy li to me, who was caught for dvorim betelim. So what was Popus ben Yehuda caught for? For bringing too many cigarettes into the country when he flew in? But what was he caught for? So there's a Kabbalah from the Gaon Mivilna why he was caught. There's a story in another Gemara where the daughter of the king died suddenly, was found dead. And there was an Alila, there was a libel that the Jews had done it. And this was going to mean destruction to the Jews. And two Yidden, Lulinus and Popus, they came forward, and even though they hadn't done it, they took the blame, and they said, "We killed the princess." And that's why he found himself in prison. Shelas ha-sheila. That question begs itself. So why did he say, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah? Ah, at least you're in prison for divrei Torah. But I'm in prison al dvorim betelim. On nothingness. Dvorim betelim here. So I heard from Rabbi Osher Weiss. Rabbi Osher Weiss said, vis-a-vis makil kehilos barabim, everything else, even at solos nefoshes, a ganz klal Yisrael, is considered dvorim betelim. This is always such a pleasure to come to this institution of Start Your Day the Torah Way, which is makil kehilos barabim. You have to understand the value, the koyach of makil kehilos barabim, where everything else is insignificant in comparison to it. I want to talk about a subject. The Eretz Yisrael is Niknas B'Yisurim. And in my personal experience, possibly one of the biggest Yisurim is, okay, some people who have children living in the Gani Gula area of Eretz Yisrael or similar environs don't have this problem. But if you go to a real Mine Gro, the Groshu, yeah, so you come on a Friday night, and you're ready for a Pore, Sukkah Sholom Aleinu, Al Kol Amo Yisrael Al Yerushalayim, V'Shamru, I know, Yisgadel, V'Yisgadel, Shumei Rabo. And it happened a number of times that I went V'Shop, yeah, and then you realize, oh no, they don't do it here. It's one of the hardest things. I've lived in Eretz Yisrael for maybe 17, 18 years, and I still haven't got used to not saying the Shomer on a Friday night. It's Shabbos thing. It's my Poshut Vochendik. It's not the same thing. So, I happen to arrange the droshes in my shul on Friday night. A different person speaks every week, and I forgot a number of weeks ago to arrange a speaker. So, B'mokim She'enish, Aherim, Mizoy Chafish, I spoke myself. So I started off and I said, I want to talk about the Indian, whether you should be saying the Shomru or not be saying the Shomru on Friday night. And a person a few rows away from me says, Kan Lovin! And he took out a sefer and he refused to listen to my drasha. Kan Lovin! Kan Lovin! As I told him after, I think in the Mishabura it says V'chein Noigim. I'm not an apikoros. So I would like to discuss a little bit today. Of course, the Gaon Vilna, he goes all the way. He's vehement in his opinion that there's a problem with saying the Shomer on Friday night. And the reason is very simple. We have a klal that we want to be Soimach Geula Litfila. It's very important, we say with Gula Litfila, and we say, Adi Hashem Alechem Hashem Tzisi Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Yisrael Alechem Lelekim, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we go to Be'emunah Kol Zois, Micho Moicho, it's all Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we go straight into Tfila. Oh, so before we go into the Shomru, I can hear sounds of Hashkiveinu. What is with Hashkiveinu? What type of a geula is Hashkiveinu? That's a very valid question. The Rishonim asked this question. So, some Rishonim say that Hashkiveinu is called geula. Why? Before you go to bed at night, so whenever anybody is found, loy aleinu, you shouldn't find mouse droppings in your house. But you never find them in the middle of the day. Right? It's always when you wake up in the morning that you find the mice droppings. Why? Because when it's dark at night and everyone's asleep, then the ugly stuff comes out. They come out from their holes. So there are certain mazikim in the world, and at night the mazikim come out, and we daven Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom. When you go to bed in peace, V'amideinu Malkeinu L'Chaim, and I should get up in the morning, and all should be good. Everything should be okay. Says the Ritva, Hashkiveinu is a geula min hamazikim. Agrois a chiddush that nichlal in your smichas gula letfila, we can knock in there a geula min hamazikim, and we its path is called geula. Of the Rabbeinu Yoina says a phenomenal pshat why Hashkiveinu is geula. Listen to this. Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, so Kei Makas Bechoyrois, and Klal Yisrael was scared. Klal Yisrael was scared, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you put blood on your doorposts, and nobody should go out in the middle of the night, then you'll be saved. Then the Mashkis won't be able to come. And midnight struck, and people were screaming, there were cries, there were wails, and in every house, Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shomeis, and the Klal Yisrael sat sittering in their house, because they knew they were halolu v'halolu, it wasn't such a simple situation, And Klal Yisrael sat there in Mitzrayim on Chomakas Bukhara's night and said, Hashkifeinu Hashem Alekeinu L'Shalayim. We're going to go to bed tonight. Hashkifeinu Hashem Alekeinu L'Shalayim. Ha'amideinu Malkeinu L'Chaim. Let's wake up tomorrow morning. Ufroi Zeleinu Sukkah Shlemecha. Ha'atzileinu Oyev Deva Becher Berav Yogayim. Nothing should happen to us in the night. Keneged that tefillah that Klal Yisrael said on the night of Makas Bukhara's, we say every evening, Ashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom Avadeinu Elokeinu L'Chaim. So, Va'avadu Na'avadu, it's a chelif in Geula. It's Mamish Geula Tzitzit Mitzrayim, is the tefillah that Klal Yisrael said in Mitzrayim on the Leil Yitzit Mitzrayim.
Maybe even more
Mashal. Sorry?
Maybe even more.
Oh, yeah. So, we dealt with Ashkiveinu Baruch Hashem, Va'oifen Niflo. So, now let's come to the Shomru. Right? We all have a Shomru Yidin. We want to say the Shomru. So, that's a very simple answer. A very simple answer. Toises Brochus Kaf Chavzayin on the base. And we're not going to go into this at length. But there's an opinion that says that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. What this means is a long discussion, not for now. What exactly are the parameters of Tfilas Arvis Rishus? But it does not quite have the same koyach and toikef that the tefillahs of Shachris and Mincha have. And therefore, we're not makpid on smichas geula l'tefillah in Maariv. Avoi shteit in toitzvus dafkof zayin on the base in brochas. That's a very simple answer. The Tor says a slightly different lashon. He says, "Umashalim mechasim eshechoysim mufroi soleinu sukkah shleimecha." We say on Friday night, "Mufroi soleinu." Then we say, "Apoyres u kasholim alim al kol amo yisrov al yisholoyim, v'chein aminek b'tzorfas, v'ein chois min shoyim amo yisrov lo ad." Yeah. The Yisra b'medrash, the Shabbos ain't tzorech shmira. Shabbos doesn't require shmira. The koich of Shabbos is so gross, Shabbos doesn't need shmira. Carries on the talk. V'noigim loyim v'shomer v'nei yisrov as ha-Shabbos. Then as part of your geula, you carry on saying Meshomer Rebbeinu Tzol Esa Shabbos. Loima! To say, She'im Yishmeru Shabbos, Ein Tzorech Shmira. Rabbi Yisrael, I didn't say, Shoyme Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, I said, Ufroi Salim Yisrael Shabbos. Why? Meshomer Rebbeinu Tzol Esa Shabbos. Because I'm going to be Shoyme Shabbos. And if you have Shmira Shabbos, then you don't need Shmira. So it's a Hemshach. Of it's a hemshech of the geula of Hashkiveinu. It's just telling you tonight, why am I changing things? I don't need a shmira. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is gemalik. You don't need shmira. So it's main geula. The Torah continues and says, it's also geula k'dikasivna le'el she'im yishmur Yisrael shtei shabbosois miyad nigolim. There are two reasons in the Torah. The second reason is, because Klal Yisrael will keep two Shabbosos, they have a Geula, the Melech, the Shomer is Geula, beautiful. Rashi has a different opinion. Rashi says like this, what's the Mekor to be Soymech Geula L'Tfilah? The very interesting Mekor that Rashi brings. Rashi says, that in capital Yud Tes of Tehillim, the capital finishes off Hashem Tzuri v'Goyali. Those are the last words in capital Yud Tes. Hashem is my Goyel. The next capital, everyone knows capital Chof. Capital Chof is La'Baseh V'Shulim L'David Ya'alcha Hashem Yerim Tzoro. Ah, there's a Psegzeh Shabbat here, a Hekesh here, from the end of capital Yud Tes to the beginning, capital Chav, Hashem Tzuri v'Goyali, you're talking about Geula, and straight into Yam Hashem Yim Torah, straight into Tefillah. That's why we say with Geula l'Tefillah. However, says the Agos Hashri B'Shem Lo Izarua in Cain, on Shabbos, you can be mafsik, because Shabbos is not a Yom Torah. Right? We don't say, yet somebody even said to me once, I once said on Rish Chodesh, I said Tehillim, because I'm from Chodesh, and I said Lamnatzech, he said, no, Nishka Yom Torah, we'll see it soon, maybe that's not true, but Shabbos is for sure not a Yom Torah. And therefore there's no need to be saying the Gula Tefillah. So the Beit Yosef is not so happy with the Zeruah. He says this pasuk is only smach ba'alma, and therefore it can't be relied upon to allow you to be so, not to be saying the Gula Tefillah. Okay. So the feet of the Torah, V'shomruz Geula, Shnei Shabbosot Miyad Nigonim. The feet of the Zeruah, Shabbos is not as mansor. Okay, so we've sorted, we're covered for V'shomruz. Now, even more annoying than davening in the Groshul on a Friday night and not hearing V'shomru is Yom Tufanach. Oy, gewaldig. Ken aparizim gezem aleinu. Yom Tufanach Yisrael, an Yerushalayim. Oy, bay, dave, oy, no. Yizkadeh, yizkadeh, shemeh. Yeah, it's terrible. It's mamash chil Yom Tuf, yes, us Anglos. So, how do we get around that? According to the opinion that V'shomru is in Yishmu Shabbosot Miyad Nigonim. Yom Tov, we don't find such a concept. And if it's because of a Yom Tzara, so it's not so simple. It's not so simple. If it's like the Ur Zeruah, that the time is that you don't have to be simple to say Tzara, Yom Tov possibly is an Eis Tzara. For two reasons. Number one, say the poiskim, that Yom Tov falls on a day that is a Yom Torah. It happens to be that it's Yom Tov today. But it falls on a day that's a Yom Torah. So it's not like Shabbos, Shbichlal, Shabbos is Shore V'Kayim. Yom Tov is a day that's so. It happens to be Yom Tov today. Or, other poiskim say that Yom Tov is a Yom Adin. We just had a Shavuos. Shavuos is Yom Adin al Piris HaIlon. It's not so simple that it's not such a simple day. And therefore, there wouldn't be the reason of it's not a Yom Torah in order to allow you to be Tzemet Gula Litfilah. The Kaf HaChaim says that Yom Tov and Yom Noroim are also Mein Gula. Shem Yishmeru V'Yikayim Es HaMoedos V'Chein Im Yatsu Tshuva Yitzug Ma Yom Noroim. So Yom Tov, yes, I don't really understand. Stock is also mekarev the geula. So what? So you should have a magnus stock. Okay? Somebody should come collecting the stocker, and then it's mekarev the geula. So you know, yeah, it's a shvera avot. So the levush. Very quickly, the Levush is with tarets all the psukim. Why Yom Tov is also the man of the psukim that we say on Yom Tov night are also geula. He says, "I'm in pasuk tiku b'chodesh shofar, ve'en zehet to be in geula l'tefila. It's me'en geula. It's a geula arifta. Why? Al shein v'hoya b'yoyim ahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. Mashiach's coming. That's geula." Yeah, umita matzvoy vayda b'moyshe shekol ha'moedim hem zeichel yitziyat Mitzrayim. Not a problem. It's a bit shver, because Shabbos is also zeichel yitziyat Mitzrayim. So why did he need all those reasons why to not need to be zeichel yitziyat Mitzrayim on Shabbos? Yeah. V'chol zoyz yom kippur ki b'yom hazeh yechap aleichem hu zikorin le'geula ha'mitis hi geulas ha'nefesh ve'ein lechol geula arich de'godu mizu. So the Levush goes to task and he explains each one of the psukim and how they are considered geula to allow you to say these psukim as a smichas geula letfilah without having a problem of a hefsek. Just want to give another two mahalchim, a beautiful mahalach of the Shagas Arya and of the Drisha. Shagas Arya says as follows. Rashi, in continuation of what he says about Hashem Tzuri v'Goeli, and Yan Hashem Yom Tov. He continues. And he says, you have to be Semech Gula Letfila from the Yerushalmi. Mi she'ein Semech Gula Letfila, if you don't say Gula and then Tfila, doime lo'oya v'shel melech, you're like the beloved one of the king, shebo v'tofak al pitzchei shel melech, you come and knock on the door, yotza ha'melech, u'motza she'iflik, the king comes and opens the door, and he sees the man has left. As who he flicks, he also goes away. Elo, ye other mekarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elov, umiratzeyu. You're nice, you say nice things about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the Shpocha is the Kilusin Shal Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you're close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Miskar Ve'ilov. Uba, oi, goi, korin, whilst you're so close, Yeish Lo Yitzvoy Atzrochov. Now you can ask. He said, oh, that's how it works. That's how it works in the world. He's such a special person, he's such a nice person. You give a beautiful introduction of how you see him so special, and then you ask, and how can he say no? He's gonna say Lashon Hara by himself and not give you now. Right? So of course he's gonna give you. Neshes Sheila Tzrocha B'Tfila Tzorech Liyois Achrei Shemoyatzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shiris V'Tishbachos. So you have to say Shiris V'Tishbachos, and then straight away you punch in there the Tfila, the Bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if he's there, Aboisai, think for a second. The Shabbos Dikid Tfilas Atikidashto, Ismach Moshe, Tikanto Shabbos, is not a bakosha. On Shabbos, we have no bakoshas. Memela, Shabbos davening is a completely different mahus. It's not the same mechanism of come and be meshabech, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then while you're in there, get in a tefillah. There's no tefillah, there's no bakoshas rachmim on Shabbos. Right. Even the just to prove it in a way, you know, we say Zacheinu L'chaim in the Yom Neroim, so the Mefarshim will ask, how can you ask a bakosha in Gibel Rishoinus? It's only Shvach. So the Teretz is that no, it's married the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoychas L'chaim. Right? So even when there are things which seem like tefillah on Shabbos, it's a different mahus. It's not really tefillah. Says the Shagas Aryeh in Cain, it's beautiful. On Shabbos, you don't have to be same with Gula Tefillah. Yom Tov, you don't have to be same with Gula Tefillah. It's not Bakosha Tegadamani. It's a completely different mechanism that does not require Smichas Gula Tefillah. The Drisha says a different Mahalach, and we've always been worrying about how to fit in the Shomru and the Yom Tov Tikkun Psukim into Gula. We all know, and some people like to have a habit, they like to do this. Now, for example, the Rashba says that you're allowed to bang on Rosh Chodesh, Ya'aleh v'yavoy. Yeah? In Eretz Yisrael, Zekacha. Lo Ya'aleh v'yavoy. It's a hashtag between Gula Litfila. Yeah?
In Ma'ariv.
I heard once, I don't know if it's true, that in some Yekish Kehillahs, on first night Rosh Chodesh, they say Ya'aleh v'yavoy, and the second day they say Rosh Chodesh, correct? Why? Because there's one syllable less in Rosh Chodesh, Ya'aleh v'yavoy. Rosh Chodesh is a syllable less, it's less of a hefsek, Gula Tefillah. If it's not true, at least it's worth making fun of the yes.
Three syllables less.
Dr. Wiesenfeld has 3 syllables less. Yeah, we're definitely on a winner. Yeah. So
why not say Rosh Chodesh first?
So how can you do this? How can you this is not the main debate of today. How can we do this? So the Teretz is that anything which is a tzorich of tefillah, says the Rashba, you're allowed to say. And since mentioning the ne'ena ma'oira, what you have to say in davening is a chelik from tefillah, the ne'ena, we've always been worrying about feeding off the geula side. Now Ya'aleh v'yavoy is feeding off the tefillah side. Just like they say, Hashem sfosai tiftoch is a tefillah arichta, saying Ya'aleh v'yavoy is also a tefillah arichta. The mekoyat varim of the Rashba and Chuvas he brings is from people who like this habit. They like, it's very hard for them to not to speak after washing their hands at home on a Friday and a Shabbos Tikkun Sudah. So they have the whole thing, melach, melach. They like to say, but you're allowed to say it, right? It's the Tzorech HaSudah, this is the Mekor of the Rashba, that you're also allowed to say, Ya'aleh v'yavoy, and clap, because it's a Tfilah Arichta. Says the Drisha, Al Pizeh, beautiful. On Yom Tov, it needs a little bit of hesbah, but this is what the Drisha says. The psukim, Friday night, and Yom Tov night, is instead of clapping Ya'aleh v'yavoy, we clap out Vayedaber Moshe Tzvi Adi Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. It's a tefillah arista. It's a haskoras me'ena me'oira lifnei tefillah. We've always been thinking it's square. We've been thinking gula arista. Says the Drisha, no, think tefillah arista. And me'ena me'oira is a heter to be able to say the psukim. Why only the Gabba says Yalla v'yovoi, and here everybody says it. It's the Yom Tov, the Moshe. It doesn't go without that. That's a smaller aura that I have. Why everybody has to say it. This is the Pshat. Okay. The Gemara says, Kol Asoim Gula Letfila is a Ben Oyel Mavo. Right? It's just in the 2 minutes left. Is there a Ben Oyel Mavo? Is there Asoim Gula Letfila? Groy says, Ach, Yisoim Gula Letfila, you're Ben Oyel Mavo for that? It's a rather big check for a rather small effort. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say that the vote is like this. When Klal Yisrael saw the nisim that happened to them in Mitzrayim, so that brought them a tremendous emunah in bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened. So somebody who says Krishna and then he davens, he's saying Mekula Letfila, he's saying like this, Ah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Eshayat Tzeisu Eschem, Ve'emuna Kol Zois, V'kayim Aleinu, Kiyu Hashem Elokeinu, Ve'ein Zolotsoi, etc., etc. He said, I believe in the Nisim of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, and you know what I do? I capitalize on that. I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, in the same way as those Nisim brought them, be talking over them, over there, so now, me today, Thursday morning, Thursday evening, when I'll say it, so then I go straight to a tefillah because it shows I'm boiteach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu with what I've just been saying. It's the nisim that I've just mentioned have brought me to Hakara, the Munah B'Tochen, and therefore I'm gonna translate that now into davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Toich B'Tochen, and the whole tachlis of our existence in this world is to come to Emunah, the famous Noam Eliezer, Noam Elimelech, who said, "Vayidav Hashem es kol advoim ha'ele leimor aloichi Hashem aloichecha." The ganz matar of Bris Olam is leimor. A person should have Emunah b'tochen. We're running out of time. I just want to give you a check patuach from the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael takes it a stage further. Smichas Gula Letfila, you're Ben Oyel Mavo. Says the Bnei Yisoscha like this. It's worth it because it's a good one. The Bnei Yisoscha said in Agada Pirka, he says, the Pazik says, Kisoy Mabilvavcha, Rabbi Magoy Be'elu Mimena, Eich Ucha Lo Yisham, Zochor Yitizke Eskola Asher Hashem Alekech Lefayu Lecha Mitzrayim. Listen to this. It's worth knowing this. It's a Hine, kotzu rabbiseinu hakadoshim, tzadikei doyoseinu, bekabola mibali ruach hakodesh. Not bad. Kashe yitztorich ha'odam leizu yeshua, kikoyin refua v'hatzlocha. You need a yeshua. What do you do if you need a yeshua? Besides giving money to kupat ha'eh. Az ha'yizkoy b'moipiv, me'ein oifen ha'nithim k'yoytzi bo'y shenasu l'tzadikei ha'doyos, l'rabim oy li'yochid. What you do, you sit Motzei Shabbos, mitakava, mitatei, aisitei, and yidatzai, you say over, sipir tzadikim, of a similar oifen that the Yeshua that you need. Persons need a refuah, gives the Yeshua, you say, amulig yavei, lamasa, and al achas kama vakama, if you mesap of the nisim of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, and Yitzchak Mitzrayim is kol nisim. It got rid of every tzara you could ever imagine. So Yitzchak Mitzrayim is for sure good. And al yidei that, there's a skula. You ma'oira the nes, you moishach the nes, and then the nes can relive itself again now in the person's personal tzara. That's the pshat in the pasuk. A person will say, Rabbi Magur, Kitab of Lokka, Rabbi Magur, Meila, Eche, Ucha, Lahirishan, how are we going to do this? Zocha, Yitzchak, it's called Hashem, Sodach, Hashem, Lepal, and Mitzrayim, he'll be Moishach, the nest to you, and you'll have your own personal Yeshua now. Beautiful. Yeah? The Dibras Moishach says, Ani Dei Sipra, Anes, Misoyer, Venimshach, Bechinas, Anes, Olachain, Mitzvah, Lassapa, Yitzchak, Mitzrayim, Laskira, Kolyon, everybody needs Nisim the whole time, we put it inbuilt. Inbuilt, talk about the nisim, You'll be moishech the nes. Listen to the pshat. Adheino, as we say in the times of Tana Hashem Lekeinu, Mekeisa Chok Pidetzonu, and then we daven. Adheino, as Aruna Rachamecho, Veloi as Avunu Chasodecho, the Alti Chain Hashem Lekeinu Metzach takes on a completely new meaning. We're being moishech the nes. Adheino, as Aruna Rachamecho, Veloi as Avunu, you've done such nisim. Oh, now we have koyach to be moishech the nes, the Alti Chain Hashem Lekeinu Lenetzach, give us further Yeshuas that we need. And that's it's a bit early in the morning, but when you say in Slichas, now you'll have a new kavanah of Misha Onel Avraham Avinu Bahamariya, Hu Ya'aneinu. It's not Stam saying. It's you being Moshef, the Akadosh Baruch Hu's answers to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzchak, to everybody, Hu Ya'aneinu will be Moshef the next. Let's finish one second with the mitzvah of the Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel was once in his carriage, and he needed to have a cigarette. He needed to light up. He was in the carriage, and the wind stopped him from being able to light his cigarette or his pipe. So the Rebbe said, I want to tell you a maisa, that once, by Reb Mendel Miriminov, so he wanted to light, they wanted to light near a Shabbos, and the windows were open, it was very, very hot, and the wind would not allow the candles to stay alight. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe Reb Mendel Miriminov said, "Boy, Mishloilon, leave Neir Shabbos. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should stay alight the Kovet Shabbos." And at that moment, the wind stopped and the candles remained alight. When he finished saying this, he said, "Gaba, Haibu Nochamul, Probir Nochamul, try again to light the pipe." They lit it, and of course, it lit first time. It was Moishach, the nes that happened with Reb Mendel and Miriminov to the Divrei Yecheskel. Have a good shot. Sorry.